Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting! Whenever we learn Sfas Emes, it just gives me a rush. Odeh Hashem ki tov ki olam chasdo. So, we are going to be learning Emir Tashem, first Maimer, Tuf, Reish Lamed Dalid, Sfas Emes, Parshas Pinchas, L'schus Yedid Nafshi, Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who's the inspiration behind these Shiurim Bechal, is an inspiration to me in life, and also for Yedid Nafshi Reb Gil Amir Ben Penina, Bracha v'Hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav lo l'mishpachto, Reb Ram Shraga ben Malka Esther, Bracha v'Hatzlacha Yedid Nafshi b'chol ma'aseh yadav for he and his family. So it says that after Pinchas acted zealously and did what he did, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hinin d'chein amor, Hineni no lo es brisi shalom. Therefore, you should say to him, I am giving him my covenant of peace. What is this covenant of peace? What is this bris shalom? So, Pinchas at this time became a Kohen. But in addition to being a Kohen, he also had this bris shalom. So, you want to understand what was added here by the bris shalom. So, the Medrash, Bedin Sheyitol Scharo, the Medrash says that Bedin, that according to strict judgment, he deserves to take his reward. Gadol HaShalom Shenitan LePinchas She'ein Ol HaMisnai Gelo B'Shalom Birkas Kohanim B'Shalom. The Medrash says, this is the Medrash in full, it makes according to strict judgment he should get his reward. The whole world is only run according to shalom, and therefore shalom is so great that it was given to Pinchas. And the Medrash continues, V'atorah kula shalom, the whole Torah is shalom. Shenemar d'rachei d'archeinu m'chol nesivoseh shalom. Its ways are ways of pleasant, and all of its pathways are peace. The God's Torah is shalom. V'ibadim en aderach shalom lo shalom. Somebody comes from the way, you ask him shalom. How are you? Shalom. V'chein shachu shalom lo shalom. V'emishkach shalom shalom. Shema Yisrael. Chos min paris suka shalom al amo. It's always shalom. In the morning you're shalom b'shalom. Last night, Shaul b'Shalom, Shema Yisrael, we end the bracha, HaPoyres Sukkas Shalom, Shabbos, Tefillah Chosmin b'Shalom, Tefillah you conclude with Shalom, Berach Shema Yisrael b'Shalom, Ose Shalom b'Mrom, we ask Shalom, Berachas Kohanim Chosmin b'Shalom, V'yasim L'cha Shalom, Berachas Kohanim ends b'Shalom, Arm v'Shimen Chalafta, and Kli Machzik Bracha l'Shalom, there's no Kli that holds bracha, there's no utensil that holds blessing like shalom. Shenem Hashem oz lamoite, and Hashem rechasam v'shalom. So shalom is where it's at. God gives his nation strength and he blesses them with peace. So the Sfas Emes quotes this medrash in just a few words, and it says v'chule, so he read the medrash in full. Ki ritzon yis bracha makayim kol en avram v'shlemus hakol. The ratzon of Hashem is makayim, gives life to all of the nevraim. And that is Shleimus HaKol. That is Shleimus. Shalom implies Shleimus, completeness. They go together. Right? If you have a system that's complete, everything is doing its job and they're at peace. Everyone is fulfilling their task. Hashem Yisbarach Bachar B'Yisrael. Hashem chose the Jewish people. Hashem Yisgala Vosli Yisrael. Ein Shum Chet V'Kitchug Yochel Vatel Zeh. And Hashem chose the Jewish people. And when his love is revealed to the Jews, there is no sin. There is no words of prosecution that can nullify this love for the Jewish people. Like it says in the Pasuk, Imite Nishas Kohon Besoy Boiz Yavuzulo. says in Shir Hashirim, Berachas Pasuk Zayin, Mayim Rab Lo Yechulu Chabas Ahava. Much water cannot extinguish the love, and haaretz lo yishtafua, and rivers won't sweep it away, wash it away. If a person gives the entire fortune of his house be'ava for the love that Hashem loves the Jewish people, bozi afuzilo will disgrace him. You can't be mevatel this love. And all sins love covers up. If you want to have a good marriage, just love your spouse a lot, and you'll be able to overlook the annoying things. And this is given to Aaron as a gift, that he'll always be clinging to this love, and he can always arouse the love that God has for the Jewish people. And therefore the clouds of glory were in the schus of Aaron. It's through this love that God had for the Jewish people that Aaron aroused. The Jewish people were guarded from all kitruk, from any bad words. When Aaron died, they were now afraid of the Canaanite king. Because Nistalku Anani Akavod. And it says in the Pasuk, Vayiru Kol Edek of Aaron, they all saw that Aaron died. This can be read, not they saw, they were afraid. Now that Aaron died, oh boy, they're going to attack us, because now we have this kitrug on us. The love left, those are the clouds of glory. V'zeo gam kein b'Shabbos Kodesh, Paris Sukkah Shalom, and that's also on Shabbos, God spreads out his Sukkah of peace. In Ma'ariv, we say this. Shigam ken matan l'Yisrael is also a gift to the Jewish people. Kama shkasuv, like it says in the Gemara, Shabbos Yiramid Beis Beit Tazayin Amid Aleph Matana Tova Beis Ganazai Shem Isgalah B'Shabbos Avosu Yisbarach L'Vnei Yisrael. That on Shabbos this great love. That's what the Shalom is. Shalom is Shleimus. Shleimus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the Jewish people and he reveals his love for them, and therefore he sees them as bishleimus. That's the shalom, that he sees them as being perfect, and therefore no kitchur can affect us. And this is especially on Shabbos. Shabbos is a great gift that God gave to the Jewish people. That's when Hashem reveals his love for the Jewish people. Like we say in davening, Ratzabanu v'Shabbos kachur be'avo v'ratzon inichilanu. With love, God gave us Shabbos with love. He wanted us. V'zeo matan al b'nei Yisrael. This is a gift to the Jewish people. Kama shekasuv, Ohavim nedava. He loves them with generosity. Shekadosh Baruch Hu was a pasuk in Hosea. Yidalad hey. Shekadosh Baruch Hu misnadei v'avil b'nei Yisrael. Shekadosh Baruch Hu volunteers kaviyachol his love for the Jewish people. Ki efshel l'basar v'dam lios b'shleimus karoy. It's impossible for a person to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. We all know that. Ki ein tzadik barzer yastov lo yechta, it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 20. I have to thank Hermann Wulk, so Zayin Gesundenstark. He's over 100 years old, very famous Jewish author. Lives in California. He wears a huge yarmulke. Last I saw him, Nebuchadnezzar, he was connected to an oxygen tank. But I hope he's better. He should live a long life. In any event, so he wrote a book, The Cain Mutiny, that I read when I was 15. So there he quotes Ecclesiastes. He used to live in the city, stopping in the Jewish center in the west side. In any event, he quotes Ecclesiastes and the McCain Mutiny, so that's where I learned the word Ecclesiastes, which is really Koheles. So it's good that I can give a bracha to Mr. Wook. It says in Koheles that there's no tzaddik on earth who only does good and doesn't sin. Nobody's perfect. When the will of Hashem to love the Jewish people is revealed, then our shleimus is revealed, because then he overlooks the ra. God will give you shalom, God will give you shleimus, God perfection, that everything is working the way it should. With Aaron, oiv shalom, v'roi dev shalom. Aaron loved peace, and Aaron pursued peace. V'ayidei aratz, and that's why Aaron is a man of shleimus, which brings this love of the Jewish people. That's what shleimus is. V'ayidei shalom. V'ayidei aratz, and shahayi lo lov, l'pechina shalom, nosin lo Hashem Yisbarach b'matana. And because he had this will to come to this bechina, to this perspective of shalom, God gave him a present. It's a gift I'm giving you, this kahuna. And that's the shalom, that's the birkas kohanim, the asim l'cha shalom. The kohanim give this bracha, they have this shalom in them. Shalom is the opposite of machlokas. That's why Aram says, Rodev Shalom, he wanted to make peace between people. Shalom, Shlemus is the opposite of machlokas. Machlokas, things are split up. Shalom is when there's no misnagid, there's nothing against you, there's no makatreg. Machlokas is when there are things against you. So when people are doing averis, and there's a kitshrug and there's a prosecution against us, that's a lack of shalom. But when we have shleimus, then nobody's against us, everybody's at peace. Vizerak bezer Hashem yisbarach shu melech shalom shalom. Says in the pasuk, Shir Hashir Mashal Shalom ala melech shalom shalom. God is called the king who has peace. Peace again is not just two people not fighting. Peace is when everything is working perfectly, everything is doing it, everybody's doing their job. The angels of fire and water make peace, and they nullify themselves to do the will of their creator. That's Shamayim, Eshumayim. So Esh and Mayim are able to make peace up there to do the will of their creator, even though fire and water normally don't go together. Kamokan Kfishim is Gala Ritsono. Yizbarach b'Yisrael v'cholechet b'frat mispatlim kol ha'gashug. The more the will of God is revealed towards every Jew, to love every Jew, then all the kitshrugim are mizbatel, everything against us, all the bad words that are said in Shemayim by those prosecuting angels are nullified. V'zeo kli machzik bracha. And that's what it means, that ain't shalom kli, that's why it's machzik bracha. It's holding all the bracha because all the kitshrugim are silenced. Everything said badly against us is silenced. Upinchas zachar le kahuna bedin, bedinu shiyitel schar, the Medrash says. Pinchas merited his kahuna. According to strict judgment, he deserved it. Aidei shenokam, by taking vengeance. Vudin sha'asa b'rishayim, and that's the judgment. He did din. So he was zaycha bedin, he was zaycha through the din that he did, that he carried out through this strict judgment. B'rishayim. V'chol zayim itoch ahavol Hashem yizbarach. Remember, the maisa of Pinchas was not a maisa of yisina. The maisa of Pinchas was a maisa of Ava. Ava l'Hashem Yisbaruch l'fnei Yisrael. It was love of God. He loved God. He couldn't take this Avera. And he loved the Jewish people. And he couldn't stand to see this Avera, so he had to stop it. And therefore, Zach l'b'limus b'chinas Hashlemus b'din. He was Zach b'din. He earned it. Meaning he carried out din. And he also earned b'din this bracha of shalom. That's why Gadol HaShalom Shenitan LePinchas. The whole world of his naig b'shalom, Birkas Kohanim is b'shalom. In other words, he was given this shleimus because he removed the ketrugim from the world. He brought the world to a place where, at that time, it can now hold the bracha because there's no ketrugim, because he showed his love for God. And obviously, if we show our love for Hashem, then Hashem shows his love for us. And then I'll call p'shalom t'chas ahava. Then love covers all sins. When you're in love, you don't say. When you're going out with that girl, you're just in love. You don't see there's anything wrong with her. And you're married for a few years, the love wanes a little bit, and sometimes people notice things. But when you're in love, forget about it. Perfecto. And that's the way Kibiyachal Hashem sees us. If we carry out acts of love like Pinchas, he sees us the same way, and that brings to shalom, and that brings to, holds all the bracha in the world. So we should be zochem to Hashem. To live lives of shalom, shalom with ourselves, shalom with each other, shalom with the ketrugim, and we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem b'karv mamish to v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, like it says in Parashas B'chukosai, b'vias Mashiach tzidkenu, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, and a beautiful Shabbos.